Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's City Council meeting. First order of business is the roll call.
Lynn?
William Barkley?
Present.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Paul Lakota?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Greg Maladra?
Here.
Ray Pollack?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Roseberg?
Here.
Thank you. And as a note, the mayor tonight is not with us this evening. I believe he is traveling for work. I saw that Mr. Ray Schneider and his boys just walked in. Wondering, Mr. Schneider, if you would and your boys would come on up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And the reason I'm asking Mr. Schneider is because his Cub Scout troop is graduating to Boy Scouts. So it's kind of a big deal. And Mr. Schneider's been very instrumental in the den, which my son is in as well. So whenever you're ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Schneiders. Next item on the agenda this evening are any special items and presentations. I don't see that there are any. Is there anything that anybody in the council would happen to know about that I don't? Not seeing any. Next are any amendments to this evening's agenda. Anybody from the council? Hearing none, we will then vote on the omnibus agenda. I need a motion and a second.
Second.
Moved by Alderman Dakota, seconded by Alderman Piper. Link, we have a roll call, please.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Roseberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. Motion carries.
Point of information, I think some of the aldermen don't have their microphones switched on.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
I switched mine on. Sorry.
Staff, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Brown. Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is item number 9, other items of correspondence, which we don't have any. Item number 10 are municipal bills for payment. The bills this evening are $574,477.22. I would ask the clerk that the amount be read into the record and a motion and second be made.
I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed in the city's online packet that one can find on the city's website.
Second.
There's a motion by Brown, second by Hill. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, excuse me. A roll call vote.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Roseberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Item number 11 this evening is consider extension of service contract with Claims Management Consultants, LLC, for administration of workers' compensation claims.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Maladra. Discussion,
Barkley.
Anybody?
Barkley. Barkley.
Mr. Barkley?
Oh, you made the same.
Oh, he's the second.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Piper?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Stephanie, I voted against this last week only because Ray and I discussed it. And has any movement been made on this in terms of just checking to make sure we're getting?
Included in your packet this evening is a comparison of other self-insured municipalities and what they're paying for the same service.
Okay, but none that we've done.
Well, that's I didn't go through the insurance broker and go through that whole process of going out for bid, but I went through all the other municipalities to compare where they are based on their number of employees and number we have to see if we were fairly competitive, and what I found is that we're actually very competitive.
Okay, I that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I looked at the table closely, and I believe that we did very good, so my congratulations to the staff, Ms. Dawkins, and the other staff, because I think we've got a very good rate here. I don't know if this means we've been good on our claims or what it means, but certainly the rate is very competitive with other cities. Thank you.
Anybody else? There's a motion and a second on the table. Lynn, roll call, please.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye. The motion carries 8-2. Next on the agenda is...
12A.
I'm sorry? 12A, yeah. Is to consider resolution number 2009-01 declaring default of the tax increment financing redevelopment agreement for on and offset improvements and construction of a 4,500 square foot commercial structure at 106 North Bennett, commonly known as Rockwater Grill Site, in demand for payment of the same. Is there a motion and a second?
Second.
Moved by Barclay, second by Maladra. Any questions, Mr. Singer?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. That repayment of $66,280, is there a time limit as to when that those funds will be received?
Good question. There is a letter of credit, but I will let Mr. Radovich, our city attorney, respond to you.
Assuming that the City Council adopts this resolution, the resolution will be served upon the bank that issued the letter of credit. The letter of credit is an international method of credit financing, and we would anticipate that that letter of credit would be honored and the payment would be received by the city within a short order of time.
Post haste.
If you want to use the Latin, yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe, I'll ask, why are the funds being dispersed pro rata to the other TIF district bodies? Is this because this TIF fund is now run its course?
Correct.
This is the North Riverfront TIF district, which terminated in, I believe, 2006. It had run its 23 statutory consecutive statutory years. The council has previously made a declaration, and then there was a subsequent disbursement of excess funds to the taxing bodies at that time. However, there was a reservation of some limited funds for certain projects that were underway, and this was one of them. So once certain things are done, once we get the funds and certain projects are completed here, then whatever is left over would be turned back over to the county clerk, who would then, in conjunction with the county treasurer, make that distribution to the taxing districts that are affected by that TIF district.
So I might assume then that the majority of these funds will end up going to District 304. Since they're the largest fraction of the taxes in this neighborhood.
I think your assumption is correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Radovich, I do have one, and that is in the memo we received, the executive summary, it says that funds perhaps should first be used to complete certain public improvements, including sewer system repairs, sidewalk extensions, and any other items not completed within the public right-of-way. Currently, the site is a vacant piece of property. Was the sewer system compromised, or does something need to be done there?
There's a small connection, as I understand. I don't think we have anyone from Public Works here, so I'm going to use my engineering skills. There was a small section of, I believe, storm sewer that needs to be connected. It's not very material to any of the ultimate stormwater system in the area, but it is something that should be connected. And then there was also, a short segment of public sidewalk that would be installed.
And then for our own, edification, will TAB Construction and Riverfront LLC now, are they, in essence, abandoning the project and now they're going to market the lot?
That's the notification. They have put the property on the market for sale.
Okay.
Ellen DeVita is here. Now, Ellen is
instrumental in
Ellen, can you,
this project.
Is there anything that you'd like to add?
I think Attorney Radovich just covered it all.
And notice I didn't make you come to the podium and state your name. Even though, no. Although we are broadcasting worldwide, we know who you are. Mr. Devine, would you please join us at the podium? We got one freebie. Sorry. And that one got it.
John Devine, 921 Wood Avenue, Geneva. Is the city recouping 100% of the money that they advanced on this?
No, not really, because some of it was, there was improvements made.
Mm-hmm.
So the improvements that were made, we're not getting those advances, but things that were advanced that ultimately did not have any lasting benefit to the city are being returned.
So do you know how much money we did advance? You know, was it, do you have that dollar amount? And if you don't have it.
I don't have it with me, but.
But could we find out what
district,
that,
yeah, the
district, yeah. Yeah, what
sure.
That amount was, and then this.
Actually, it was part of the TIF agreement. I don't know if Ellen has that, but it's my recollection. It was over $100,000.
That was going to be my guess.
Mr. Mayor, I may point out,
sure,
the monies that were spent on infrastructure, which remains in the city.
Correct.
So that infrastructure remains there today and is clearly value in the ground. So it's not money that's wasted.
Correct. Mr. Devine, looks like you have another question.
No, not a question, just a comment. I don't think I implied that there was any waste here. I was just asking how much, what the amount was that was advanced.
Right. Okay. Anyone else? Hearing none, there's a motion and a second. We will need a roll call vote.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
John Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Great. The motion carries unanimously. Next item is item number 13, and this is a closed session that...
Do you want to do the new business first?
Sure, we can do that. Before we go into closed session, is there any new business that perhaps this council needs to hear or someone would like to bring up? Mr. Dakota?
Well, I do, because you've all read about the paper that I was approached by a citizen taxpayer asking about two things, growing chicken in Geneva, which I know nothing about, and I'm not for or against, I just don't know anything about it. But how would we pursue that if we were, and I thought maybe SPAC would be the Natural Resource Committee, be the a proper agency or group to discuss. I don't think this body should get involved in discussing chicken raising, frankly, because one, we don't know anything about it. We think it comes from Jewel or, you know, some market that grows them somehow back there in the back rooms, because the olden days have left us many years ago, and we're not particularly acute in assessing what's involved, pros or cons. So I'm just wondering if that might be a good venue to pose that question and have them debate it.
Well, Alderman Dakota, I agree with you. I don't think that we should be hearing this at this, at perhaps the council level, but at the committee of the whole. I'm not the heavyweight mayor, I'm just a featherweight, so that's my two cents.
Well, my understanding, the mayor is against it, so I'm not sure he should be against discussing it someplace, somewhere.
Well, it needs to start in a proper venue. So. Okay. Great. Mary, why don't we just, Mr. Radovich just whispered in my ear, but why don't we perhaps put it on the COW agenda for the next meeting and discuss it then?
I'm just looking for guidance, not for discussion with this body, frankly.
Mary?
If I may make a suggestion, I agree with the mayor. I think that it, bringing it up at the committee level for discussion is appropriate. I would also suggest that staff can do some research and gather some information from other communities that have implemented these types of ordinances, or those that perhaps haven't, and try to find out why they have or have not. Bring that to you for some basis of discussion.
But I would also, if I may, make the suggestion that this is a public policy, and it would be appropriate for this body, and I believe not SPAC, to make that, to have that discussion.
So SPAC could study the thing, I would think, but that was just my thought. That's all. I don't. I'm not a proponent or opposed to it.
But since the question was raised,
yes,
I agree that this should be in front of the committee of the whole structure, and whether we have an ordinance or not, I don't know, but it's something that staff should perhaps look into. Not spend a whole lot of time, but look into it.
God help the chickens.
Alderman Piper?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I don't necessarily know what should go on the county agenda right away, because it's not going to come up with anything in 3 days. We got to give them a few weeks to see what they can, because I don't think anybody in this room knows anything about chickens, and so it sounds like we're going to have to get a little.
So we want the chickens on the cow agenda?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I would appreciate some additional time. We are heavy into budget development right now, and if we could have a little extra time
slightly
to do some
more
research,
important things going on,
I would appreciate it.
Maybe fine.
Mrs. Vogelsberg?
Thank you, Mayor. I just was going to add to Alderman Dakota's that someone in my ward also approached me about this before it was in the paper today. So I do think, even though, you know, it's, we've been laughing tongue-in-cheek, this is quite the trendy topic in local government. So I guess when you go online and look at all the people who are studying it, it's I guess it's the new wave. So I do think we should wait till we have time to think about it.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would, Mr. Chairman, I wish you would ask the Alderman Dakota whether his second question from his constituent was. He mentioned two questions.
Yes. Thank you. I'm glad you reminded the chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Dakota.
Because the chair obviously forgot about it, but I did. The other question was, could the city make land, public land, available to some degree for people to have gardens, really? And there are a number of places in town, I found out through a discussion recently with someone, I forget who, that during World War II, that the public land on Woodland, I guess, the below, underneath the power lines there along all the way to 25, part of that was made in so-called Victory Gardens. So the same purpose could apply, or Peck Farm, or the other suggestion was the... there was a garden over on Fabian Parkway at the jail that was just torn down. So if there was an interest in the public, you know, goes along with reducing the carbon footprint. Instead of bringing lettuce all the way from California, you could grow it locally. You could even work out an arrangement to have it sold at the farmer's market on, you know. So here again, that was just a thought. So the question was, could public lands be made available for this kind of thing? There's plenty of public land that would be available without disturbing any operations that we have, really.
Well, we know that St. Charles currently has something similar to that.
They do?
Mm-hmm. They do.
We already did this.
We
have Mr. Mayor, you may ask the city administrator to reply to this, because she sent us a nice letter responding to this.
You did.
I did. Earlier today, I did send an email out to let you know that in 2005, the City Council approved community garden space in Prairie Green. So we do already have that space approved by this council.
Thank you.
Undeveloped at the moment,
very good.
I presume.
Alderman Flanagan?
Do you know how that's progressing?
It is, I can tell you the area, if you recall, the extension of Brisher Road into the property, and we had most recently talked about that area being the site of a small parking lot.
Okay,
just south of that. There was a multi-purpose use. I can't remember the number of acres. But
I do recall that, too.
But that was set aside for kite flying or whatever, including community garden area. So we already have approved that.
And I also want to interject that the Geneva Beautification on Times have planted tomatoes in their gardens.
and have planted herbs in their gardens. And we intend, just a couple of months ago, asked the person who was purchasing our flowers to see if there was some way that we can also add other vegetables to that. And the public would be more than happy if we grow them and they look good. They can pick them. So.
Yeah, right, Mr. Mayor, if I could just add one more thing. Our problem right now is not having a place for people to park, to get to that area. So that's what we're working on right now, is trying to get that parking lot in, obviously to connect to the trail that we have installed this past year. But that would also be the access point to this property that this council has already set aside for community gardens.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I may add, this is a perfect example of something I believe that SPAC or a subcommittee could get involved in, because once you organize a community garden, it does require some volunteers to do a little work, staking out plots and keeping the space between the plots and making arrangement for getting water, etc. So I think this is a perfect example where the appropriate subcommittee of SPAC could really help us a lot. I know that out at Fermilab, where I happen to work, they do have a garden that people can use, and there's a committee, and they work very hard at staking out gardens and resolving disputes between gardeners, and it's very, very productive, and over the years it's become very, very useful to a lot of people. But it does require the work of a few volunteers. So indeed, I think this is exactly the case where a SPAC subcommittee might be able to help us a lot in furthering this. And as you say, as soon as we get a parking lot in, that would be the perfect time for such a committee to form and do some good work.
Well, let's get it to the committee of the whole and make our recommendations.
When I was a kid,
thank you. Anybody else? Mrs. Flanagan?
Speaking of gardens, I wanted to... great segue. Pasta for Posies. I have more information on it. It's March 4th, 5 to 8. It's our third annual all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. It's at its same price, $10 for adults, $5 for children, and 10 and under is free. Mary Stavenhagen is going to do a expert gardening discussion on what's new for spring. We're going to have a quilt raffle. A group of quilters have donated a quilt for us, and we are intending to raffle that off that evening. Again, your contributions do help us greatly, because we do acquire plants and other materials for the downtown gardens, and times are tough, and one of our larger contributors is not going to contribute as many flowers as they have in the past. And tickets are available at the Farmers Insurance at 316 West State, Geneva Chamber of Commerce, City Hall, of course, Geneva History Center, Graham's 318, the coffee shop, the Olive Mill, and Viking Office Supply. And I'm looking forward to having another fun time. We've had several fun times at the other events, and I'm sure we'll do it again. It's a great time to see all of your community, too. A lot of friends.
Thank you, Dorothy, and we really appreciate all that you do for that.
Excuse me, Alderman Singer? Mr. Chairman. Alderman Flanagan, what was that date, March 8th?
Fourth?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wednesday?
It's a Wednesday.
Okay. Anybody else? And again, I would just like to thank the Schneiders, Matthew and Chippy, and their dad, Ray, for leading us in the pledge this evening. We need to go into closed session this evening. If there's nothing else, is there anything that someone wants to bring to this body?
So move.
Second. Motion by Dakota, second by Singer. Roll call, Lynn.
Paul,
aye.
Where am I here?
Right here.
Illinois.
Aye.
A roll call on the closed session?
Yes.
To go to closed session.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Marty Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Wolfsburg?
Aye.
Aaron Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Motion.
There will be action.
Motion carries unanimously. We shall be back shortly.